and it would make it much easier for us to go after him with Pakistan's cooperation. And is that what you told the president?
If that was the organization we finally determined was responsible, then of course it would be a lot easier with the cooperation of Pakistan.
Now, you and the president have talked to people in the Arab world as well. Is that correct?
Yes, we have, and I'm very pleased with that response. The president has spoken to President Mubarak and King Abdullah in Jordan. I've been in touch with Saudi officials, Qatari officials, and I'll be making more calls tonight and tomorrow.
Now, the Saudis are very important in this, are they not? Because bin Laden is a native of Saudi Arabia. His money comes from Saudi Arabia, does it not?
Well, he is a native of Saudi Arabia, but I have to draw your attention to the very strong statement that the Saudi ambassador to the United States, Prince Bandar, made yesterday, which reminded everybody that his citizenship was taken away from him. Bin Laden's citizenship was taken away from him. The Saudis consider him a disgrace to their nation and to his own heritage, and they have condemned his actions. He has sources of money from various places throughout the world, but I am absolutely confident that the Saudi government is not supporting his efforts in any way.
Why have we been unable to dry up those sources? If we know he's got $300 million and they're all over the world, why haven't we been able to stop that flow of that money?
I don't know that we really do know what all of his sources of money are and how much he actually has access to and who else might be supporting him. I'm sure we know quite a bit, but apparently not enough, because he is still in operation. And he has a rather far-flung network, and parts of that network are able to sustain themselves in the places that they are located.
In general, Mr. Secretary, how close are we to knowing who was responsible and how they did it?
I think the evidence is building rapidly now, and the FBI and other intelligence and law enforcement agencies have done a terrific job in just a short period of time. And I think in the not-too-distant future, we will have enough confidence in what we have gathered, the information and evidence we have gathered, to make a definitive judgment and then a definitive statement as to who we believe is responsible.